days out.
All right, Latimer boys, to your seats. That was through the mic. Good morning, friends. Good morning to those of you who braved the winter weather to be here in person, and to all those of you at home on Zoom, good morning and welcome. We are so glad you're here. How good it is to begin another new year together. Please take a moment to let us know that you're here, either by filling in the welcome pad at the end of your rows, clicking on the link in the chat thread over Zoom, or by following the QR code in your bulletin. There are also prayer cards alongside you in the rows. You can fill one out or just type it into the chat thread over Zoom if there's a prayer that's on your heart this morning. The children will collect them a little later in the service. It is the new year. The Christmas decorations will be coming down on Tuesday, weather permitting. And so if you have a poinsettia that you ordered and you would like to take it with you, please, by all means, take it with you after the service, or come pick it up if you're not here today in person. Come pick it up before Tuesday when we clean and redecorate the sanctuary. Thank you. Many thanks to those of you who joined us early this morning for our congregational meeting. That work of planning for the future in order to keep vital the ministry of this church is important. Our congregational forum is coming up in 3 weeks on January 28th. It's the time when we hear updates from the church's ministry teams and approve our budget as we look ahead to 2024 in the life of our church family. We hope you'll plan to join us. Until then, our Sunday school classes for all ages will be back. Our children's class is learning stories of Jesus and building friendships through crafts and games each week. Rick Lobbs leads a Bible study, diving deeper into the scriptures that we study together in worship. And the Sojourners book study has been reflecting on how we can best live into our vision as a community that allows for the full participation of everyone. The author of the book they've been reading, Aaron Rafferty, will be joining the class later this month on the 21st, right? In 2 weeks, the author will be joining the class to answer questions and share insights. It is a great opportunity. She's incredible. Cindy and I went to seminary with her. You don't want to miss it. We are also looking forward to starting a new Sunday school class in the weeks ahead for the youngest among us. We've got such a wonderful growing group of kids. This would be a class for our younger kids, aged 2 through first grade or so. If you know a kid in that age group that would be interested in being a part of it, please reach out to me after the service. The teenagers in our midst are invited to the annual Winter District Youth Event out at Camp Blue Diamond. I had the opportunity to be a part of it a couple of years ago. It is a blast, a great chance to connect with other teens from across the district. You can find all the details in the Friday Flash, or just talk to Amanda. Today is the community building team's first Random Acts of Pizza event. That sounds amazing to me. I don't know about you. If you would like to go to OIP after worship for food and fellowship together, just meet up in the back for a random, unscheduled, well, it was scheduled, but not by you in advance. It was scheduled, well, by you and you, but join us for pizza after church. Random Acts of Pizza. There it is. I got the keep moving sign from Marty. Whew. Whew. It's been a week. Next Sunday in worship, we have got a special service in honor of Martin Luther King Day. We'll be reflecting on the scriptures through Dr. King's own words. It should be a very special and challenging time for us all. We are looking forward to it. This morning in worship, we close our How Does a Weary World Rejoice worship series with the baptism of Jesus. We have watched the stories of Jesus and John mingle at their births, and now their stories intertwine one more time, together at the waters of baptism. May the music of the prelude center you into this time of worship this morning. Please stand as you are able and join us in the call to worship printed in your bulletins. There are some days when I need the reminder that I belong to God. Do you ever feel that way?
Yes, I do. The world can be a harsh place. We often need that reminder.
Well then, let us care for one another. Let us speak the truth we each need to hear. Church, you belong to God.
Friend, you belong to God. You are God's beloved.
God knows our names and calls each of us beloved. I belong to God. I am God's beloved.
Praise the name, God is love, that every soul drops in.
A reading from Luke 3. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased."
It is time for any of the younger among us to collect any prayer cards. If you have them, hold them up and then join me up front. Thank you. Awesome. Can you take this to Dad, please? Good morning, my friends. You guys can have a seat. You can sit up around me if you want to be able to see the book. It's a snowy day. You want to see the pictures? Come on around here, Zach. Here, you can sit right up here. Okay, it's good to see you guys. Thanks. So I have a book for us. This is a bad idea. So I have this book for us. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Thank you. That is inspired by our scripture reading. Did you hear the scripture?
No.
So Jesus was baptized, and did you hear what God said to him?
Yeah. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.
Well done. So this book is called Love You Forever by Robert Munch. I think the adults might get to see it too. Maybe. Oh, there we go. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, "This kid is driving me crazy." But at nighttime, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across his floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old. And he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends. He wore strange clothes and he listened to strange music. Sometimes his mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." That teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes, on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day, she called up her son and said, "You had better come see me because I'm very old and sick." So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always." But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang this song, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be." When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for loving us forever and always.
Forever and always.
Amen.
Oh,
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to see ourselves the way you see us. Give us the grace and the tenderness to love ourselves as you love us. Gracious God, we are not the only ones who need your care and affirmation. So today we also ask for the wisdom to give compassion to our neighbors, friends, and strangers alike. Teach us how to be advocates for others so that all might know that they are a beloved child of God. In particular, today we pray for those beginning the new year with grief following the death of loved ones. We pray for Rick, whose sister passed away unexpectedly this week. And for Donna, whose family suffered another loss this week with the death of her brother's stepdaughter, Cindy. We lift up Yvonne and her friend Chris following the death of Chris's husband, George, this week as well. For all those whose hearts are heavy, Lord, we pray, please bring comfort and peace. Watch over Kate, we ask, as she continues to struggle with terrible pain in her neck and back, and take care of Rena, recovering from a broken rib and the challenges of lost work. Be too with Quinera.